I'll tell you what it is.
They are so scared.
Oh,
they
you can't say that, man. You cannot say that on the
air. You did.
I certainly did not ever say that word on the air.
They are absolutely terrified. I mean, we're not talking sour grapes.
Oh, I did. That's true.
We are not talking sour grapes because sour grapes just aren't good enough.
Wow, what a story this is. Have you seen Pippi Schofield? This is excellent. Showbiz figures and close friends of little Pippi Schofield fear he may have killed his glittering career with his decision to go get grey. Wow, almost killed my career then. Hi, I have a story about, Piers Morgan, your, columnist.
Yeah.
I just have a question, because in the column it says today, he, is attracted to horses, which is one of the most extraordinary things I've ever seen in my life. He says, I reckon Philip has dropped a clanger. He's talking about Philip Schofield. And he says, his appeal is based on his youthful looks. I've never met a heartthrob with grey hair except Desert Orchid. I was just curious as to, you know, if he maybe comes a little saddle sore in the morning.
Okay, hold line.
With a little bit bag of sugar lumps, maybe, in his desk?
Yeah, hold line.
Okay. Well, now we're going to get through to.
Lenny?
Oh, hi. I'm reading about your columnist, Piers Morgan, and in the Sun. Well, it was yesterday now.
Yeah.
He said that he's attracted to horses.
Beg your pardon?
No, seriously, because I've got it in front of me now. It says, because he's talking about Pip Schofield.
Yeah.
And he says that his youthful looks is based on, or rather his appeal is based on youthful looks.
Mm-hmm.
And Piers says that he's never met a heartthrob with grey hair except Desert Orchid.
Oh, right, yes.
What does that mean?
God knows. Who am I speaking to?
But I just wondered if maybe he had, like, a little bag of sugar lumps that he brought in with him and, you know, sort of a harness and a bit stashed away.
Well, if you'd like to ring Piers in the morning.
Can I?
Yes.
What's his number?
782-4035.
Okay, and that'll get straight through to him?
Yes.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye then. Wow, okay. I wonder how many calls he's going to get. This'll be great. One of the funniest things I ever saw in my whole life. You know those buses with the open doors on the back?
I wasn't talking about buses.
No, I know, but you were talking about lampposts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, this guy was, like, at school, and he was trying to be, like, really cool and everything, and jump off the bus as it was still running. And he had, I think he had, like, a huge bag in one hand.
Wait a second. Was that the Oval in Kennington, London? Because I did that one.
No, it was in Edinburgh. Jesus, will you shut up just for a second?
I walked in a bus shelter in Edinburgh. Looking at the buildings, man. Look at these old buildings. Bosh, there's a bus shelter.
Listen, thanks a lot, mate. It's been special for me. Jesus, what is he on? Have you considered decaffeinated coffee, sir? Can I just suggest that to you? Among other things, like, get lost. Manor Park.
Hello there.
Yeah.
Right, well, you see, Nick, when I was just a nipper, I was given a slipper, a special one in the league of its own. It was polka-dotted green with a shiny Mr. Sheen, and the sole was made with compressed orange foam. Fireproof, of course. And what I'm driving at here, right, is our family's had a major kerfuffle over the conundrums of actually what the Pope's taste in music is, you know? Ever since we heard that song, is it New York, London, Paris, Munich, everybody talk about Pope music, you know? I was wondering what your opinions are on the Pope's taste in rock and roll.
Well, I wish I had the faintest idea what it was that you were talking about, because it's like, maybe I'm just not up to your speed at the moment. I think speed is the operative word in this case, but you seem to be talking like about 1,000 miles an hour, and it was almost like getting in the cogs of a machine. You know, it was spinning so fast I couldn't actually get into where you were talking about, and so like half of what you said had sped by me, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, I was supposed to be paying attention now.
Well, you know that song, you know?
What one?
Shibby-dibby-doo-up, bup-bup-boo-up, everybody talk about Pope music.
Yes.
We're kind of arguing within ourselves, you know, I mean, Anne, especially, over what the Pope's taste in music is. I mean, she thinks it's Napalm Death.
But by M People, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
What, Pope music?
Yeah, by M People, wasn't it?
What, and he's talking about the Pope?
Yeah, or E People in your case, I think. Well,
e
something.
E or M, or anything you like, yeah.
Yeah. Just as long as it's nearby, anything you like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right, I'm in a band called Bugger Sod, and we're quite crap.
Well, yeah, I don't doubt it for a second. Let's go to Leighton. Leighton?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yeah, Leighton, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Nick Abbott.
You're speaking to him right now?
Yeah, that is Nick Abbott.
Yes, it is.
The guy that... Nick Abbott.
Yes? This is great, isn't it? Sensational. Yeah, so far this is excellent. It's a live radio show. Take all the time you need, sir.
What's baffling is it's a bit 10 seconds behind, isn't it?
Yeah, well, don't listen to the radio. Listen to the phone.
Right. What I was going to moan about, your job is to listen to people phoning you.
Yeah? Well, do I listen to people like you? Yeah, I don't think that's my job. All right. Darwin, I'll play along.
Yeah, now, hi, Dick.
On my screen, for the subject you want to talk about, it's got... That's a word spelled D-Z-H-O-F. Zoff.
That, no, it's those, man. It's those.
What does that mean?
Well, listen, it's this really funky word I've come across, right? You can spell it Z-O-Z-H-O-D-Z-H-O-D-Z-O H-O-M-O, right? And
P-O.
Listen to this, man.
Or
right?
F-O-A-D.
Right. It's a Himalayan cross between a yak and a cow.
Well, it's sort of a yow.
Indeed it is, absolutely. Except that's only the male one, because the female one is a zomo.
What is that, like a yo?
Yeah, a yomo, absolutely. A yokoromo. Hey, come on, I just thought of that one on the spur of the moment. Give me a break. Not that bad.
No, I was doing Yoko Ono.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay,
that's her art. Haven't you heard Yoko's art?
Well, I'm not into plastic. Rubber, yeah, but not plastic.
No, she does, like, performance pieces.
Oh,
would
right.
Would you like me to do that again? This is Yoko Ono's singing. That's it.
Oh, great.
Great.
Yeah, it's on a par with Kylie Minogue, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, she was standing right next to him and not one single bullet.
It just shows what a crap shot the guy
exactly.
was.
Exactly. He must have been insane.
No, just junk, probably. But I thought it was a great... Do you know what a tare is? A T-A-H-R. It's a beardless Himalayan goat.
And, what, you've come across one socially?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've got one in...
I can't say come across one socially,
you know.
But, you know...
I've
you know
got one
I mean.
In stockings and suspenders upstairs.
I bet you do.
I do indeed.
Just
Meets
don't put its
then.
Back legs in your Wellington boots, that's all I can suggest.
No, I just thought they were great words, you know. So
thanks.
I came across them.
Okay, well, thanks for passing the information on.
No worries. Cheers. Bye.
Oxford.
Yeah, those are speaking to me.
I think it, well, it sounds like you.
Yeah. I was really waiting for hours here.
Oh, this voice. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I have a bad feeling about this one. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that beer in Czech Republic costs only about 15p?
See, I knew right off the bat, I knew it was like, uh-oh. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know that the beer is...
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
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 Hello? Can you hear me?
No, you're fading. You're getting fainter.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
No.
No.
Yeah, what do you want?
What do I want?
Hello? Well, I have a suggestion of what you need. 0645-101... was I being cruel and unkind? I don't think so. Wookie.
Hello?
Talking of aliens, Wookie Bear.
Hello?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Fine.
Good.
What's up?
Well, I was a bit concerned that bloke who lives in Bristol lives fairly close to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Time to move.
Uh-huh. He's a bit wacky, wasn't he? He was a bit spaced out.
Mm-hmm.
And going back even further, those guys who are on about what goes on Radio 1, I don't know why they just don't listen to it.
Right.
They just don't not tune in to Radio 1. And that's what I do. I don't like it, so I don't tune in.
Good for you.
Simple as that, really, isn't it?
Well, it sounds simple so far.
Right.
Excellent. What a great call. Thanks a lot, pal. Merthyr Tydfil.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Nick. Yes.
I've just been listening to you, Reed, you know, and I think the boys have been on here, they've been talking through their arseholes.
Right.
The point is, why don't they talk something serious?
Because this is not a serious show.
Oh, well. It's still rubbish. I like listening to music. I like the show.
Okay, well, why don't you go listen to some, you moron? Well, I can't say moron, can I? Glasgow. He likes listening to music, and so in other words, he's not listening to this program, right?
I know.
And so he wants to take the time out to call and complain anyway. He just, what an idiot. Don't you see the off button on your radio? So anyway. Yes, sir.
Hello, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just got a follow-up to that Stuart Coleman thing about what he's doing today.
Oh, yeah.
But first of all, if you send me a signed photograph of yourself or something like that.
Yeah, what you got to do is just write in and give us what your address is.
Yeah, it's just because, you know, Stuart's on my toilet just now and he needs something to wipe his arse on, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, it comes in really thick cardboard.
That's good, that's great, because he's really, you know, he's got a bit of diarrhoea, so it's a bit of a problem these days.
I'll send you a couple, okay?
Right, thanks a lot, Stuart, I'll be eternally grateful. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Yeah, you could roll it up and stick it up your nose. Is that be a good idea? Glasgow.
Hello.
Yeah.
I've been waiting 28 minutes.
Why does everybody complain? I didn't ask you to wait.
What?
It was a choice that you made.
Choice? It ain't every other English fella that said the Scottish boy. You're two and so forth.
I didn't understand a word of what you just said.
You've taken two Scottish fellas that own within the last half hour. And the rest have all been English.
Yeah, well, that's the way the calls came up.
You're trying to tell me it's not a buying station? Jesus Christ. It was well worth waiting. Cheerio.
Did you get that? It's a... Pontypridd.
Hello there.
Pontypridd.
Well...
That's right, isn't it? Pontypridd.
Pontypridd. There's like a TH on the end, but it's double D. How are you, Nick, anyway?
Fine.
Good, bye. Right, talking about organs, it's some relevance anyway.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, I listened to your programme. Well, I listened to most nights, actually. But anyway, a couple of weeks ago, somebody on referring to Welshmen and sheep. I don't know if you remember it.
Mm-hmm.
They're compatible in some way or other. Just to enlighten a few people about it, actually. On the Bank Holiday Monday now, where I'm living, there's a beer barrel race. And the winner of the race is the fortunate one who gets the pick of the best-looking sheep. Second and third get second and third, obviously.
Now, wait a minute. What do they get to pick the sheep for?
Oh, I'll tell you. No, I'm leading up to this, actually.
Okay.
So bear with me a minute now. After the first, second and third have picked their sheep, then there's a stampede then. Everybody goes mad for the sheep, because nobody wants to get an ugly one, obviously. You know, so, anyway, you can imagine then what, you heard about the Welshmen with the wellies and whatever. It's a bit awkward sometimes, actually. It depends on your build, because when you stick the sheep's feet down inside the Wellington, it's a bit difficult to get the sheep's head around to kiss it on the lips.
I don't think we want to hear this.
Or
do we?
Yeah, of course you do.
You know there's the Royal Agricultural Show in Warwickshire?
They don't do it up there.
I bet there's some tremendous-looking beasts there, don't you think?
I should well imagine it would be. I hadn't thought of that, actually. But no, the person who rang up, he was a sort of taking the mick out of the Welsh, I suppose. But I just wanted to, assure him that he does go on, actually.
Okay.
You know.
Market Harborough.
Hello.
Yeah.
Regarding the tennis.
Okay, now, we were asking Yeah, okay, go ahead.
If the clock theory held true, it'd be 15:30, 45.
Yeah, but that's 15, what he 30, said. That it's like they 40. Said 45 until they said, well, let's just say 40 because it's easier.
All goes back to Henry VIII's time when we used to kick nine clubs out of the French and we used to use 15-pound guns, 30-pound guns and 40-pound guns against them.
Really? Well, what does that have to do with tennis?
I haven't a clue, but that's what I've been told.
Yeah? I like the clock theory better.
I quite like beating the shit out of the French, but...
See, this is just going down the toilet, isn't it? In Chinnan.
All right, mate, how's things?
Pretty good.
I'd like to say something. I'm a feminist, right?
Yeah.
I'm not. Right? And I'm in a band.
Right? Yeah.
And I want a female drummer with backing vocals.
Right. Okay, well, the best of luck.
Right, so... If anybody interested, anybody through the Erskine, then through in Chinnan, Bishopton, Govan area, right?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Give your number out now?
I'm not giving my number out now.
No.
That'd be hectic, right?
That would be stupid.
So, what I want them to do is go into Glasgow, into Sound Control, in Jamaica Street, and it'll be up on the notice board. It says Virgin 1215.
Hey, didn't you didn't we have this conversation before?
I think we did.
Or was that somebody else?
I think we did.
This is like a reenactment of a previous show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, best of luck, mate.
And another thing.
Yeah, and another thing. Yeah, I'm so sure.
Poor guy. That guy from Birmingham, man. Oh, poor guy. He's going to miss a Morris show. Hope it's a good one, right enough.
Definitely.
It better be, or else I'm going to come around and kick your butt.
See, I knew that there was something in there, just that voice. I knew that I would have to dump him sooner or later. All right, it's 0645-101-101, Glasgow.
How you doing,
mate? Are we big in Scotland or what?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I've got a controversial topic for you.
Okay.
What is your opinion on the gay and lesbian community adopting children?
What is my opinion?
Yeah.
I say good luck to them.
Don't you think the emotional trauma in a child and the fact that it would erode the traditional values of family life?
Oh, the traditional families of value life. Do me a favour. Like who? Who are you going to wave as like a traditional family that base our life on? Like the royal family. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Archetypal man and wife with 2.4 children, you know what I mean? Like, is it all right to represent, you know?
Yeah, so what are you saying?
I mean, what was your opinion, basically?
I just told you.
Yeah.
Parenting doesn't have anything to do with who you have sex with. It depends on, you know, how you relate to your kid.
Isn't it sad they haven't legalized cannabis before they legalized homosexuality? You know, it's a sad day.
Oh, well, it's a sad day when I accept calls like this on national radio. Get a life. Are we still in Glasgow?
Yep, hello.
Yes.
Sorry about that, homophobic. Sorry.
The homophobic asshole is, I think, the phrase you're looking for.
Up in Glasgow, I like that.
All right, top man. And, what is this? From Sheena. Sheena has drawn a picture of me, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. It's like a completely circular face with covered in spots. Skin of a 16-year-old, she says. Boil on neck. Short, fat neck. Hair is bright orange. Short at the sides and a floppy mess on top. She says it's Chris Evans-type hair. Hey, Nick. Just thought I'd like to show you what I think you look like. Notice the slightly dazed, I haven't had it for years, look in the eyes. Or maybe it's just the effect of 6 cups of coffee. Remember, life is a dream, and we are the imagination of ourselves. Love, Sheena. Sheena, why don't you come over and kiss my bum, you bitch? I don't look anything like this. Cop that. And Gareth is having a baby next door. Looks like one of the Bash Street Kids. You rotten cow. So, aggressive start already. And we haven't even started yet. All right, here we go. It's 0645-101-101. And now I would like very much to talk to Sheffield.
Hello, world.
Well, Britain. Let's not get carried away.
Britain, Virgin Radio. Well, what would I like to play on this radio station? I would like someone to get their finger out and play Love, Oh Love by Lionel Richie.
Yeah, okay, that's great. A lot of we'll be the all-day, 24-hour Lionel Richie station. On your official Lionel Richie station for the 90s, I'm Nick Abbott. All day. 24-hour Commodores. Cardiff. Is completely silent.
Oh, yeah.
Cardiff is listening to the radio and will be with us in 8 seconds. Yes.
Hiya.
Yes.
This is Dave from Cardiff.
Now, tell me, please, that you wanted to say something other than that.
Other than that? I just wonder if you would play anything by Slade, of course.
By Slade, of course?
Anything from Slade. Not the old stuff, some of the newer stuff.
Well, is this suddenly like a request show now? First it's Lionel Richie and then it's Slade.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Lionel Richie. I think he's fab.
Right.
But I'd just like if you would play something from Slade. You don't get... Did he,
so that's your request to me. Yeah, yeah. I have a request for you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'll take you off the air and tell you what it is. Walthamstow.
Hello, my name's Edward and I'm from Walthamstow. And I really enjoy listening to your show. The time has come to call a truce. My comments about those Scots have been reckless and footloose. Scottish, Irish, Welsh, I love you all. You see, I'm just frustrated because my penis is so small. It's half an inch thick and only 1 inch long. What I really need is a 12-inch dong. But let us put that issue to one side as I try and save my measly hide. Long live Glasgow, Edinburgh and Aberdeen. We know you Scots aren't mean. In fact, the only people for whom I couldn't give a damn is those thick bastards from Birmingham. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Bye-bye. I only just got away with that one.
I've got a joke I want to tell.
Okay. What's the joke?
Well, when's the joke? I'll wait for the...
No, don't wait. Do it now.
All right. Well, it's quite... It's a 2 or 3 minute one.
Ah, 2 or 3 minutes? Don't you have, like, a two-line joke?
All right. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know. Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side. Why did the punk cross the road?
I don't know. Why did the punk cross the road?
He had the chicken stapled to his nose. Why did the pervert...
Is the rest of it better than that?
Yeah, I haven't finished yet.
All right.
Why did the pervert cross the road?
I know, I'm getting really worried about this one now.
He had his dick stuck up.
I knew it. Okay, 0645-101-101. We are treading a thin line tonight. In 8 seconds, they'll be with us. See, there's the end of the track. Here they come.
Hello.
Yeah, we've been with you for 8 seconds, man. Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Nick.
Yes.
Hello there. Yeah, I know that's dreadful, isn't it?
What's that?
Right, let's have a go at you then. I'll tell you what it's about, and I'd just like your opinion on something.
Yeah.
All I want you to say is if I'm being mean or my other half is being mean.
All right.
Right, my brother bought a cordless phone for me and my girlfriend. We're getting married in, well, shortly. Now, she took the phone home, plugged it in, and I had a go at her because I said, look, it's our present, and you shouldn't be using it on your own, right? You with me so far?
Mm.
So, she disagreed and we had a bit of a do-do about it.
Do-da?
A do-da, yeah.
Yeah, if you had a do-do, that's probably illegal.
Yeah, that's it, the police, yeah, the do-da, I know. And we had a bit of a domestic about it. Now, basically, I said it's our present for you and I to use once we're married in a few weeks' time. And she said, well, look, I'm only trying it out. It's a toy, you know, blah, blah, blah. Basically, do you think she's out of order or do you think I'm out of order?
Oh, and what I say goes, right? Or are you just going to completely ignore me anyway?
Not only would I like your opinion, Nick, I'd like the man, whoever it is, you shout to in the distance.
Oh, don't ask his opinion. What the hell does he know?
Well, it's just another opinion, isn't it? It's always nice to have opinions.
So the answer to the question is, are you being selfish by not letting her use the phone before it's, like, time?
That's right.
Yes.
Right, thank you. Now, do you want to hear the twist in the tale?
Yes.
The present is not from my brother at all, it's from her sister. Now, I brought the phone up here because she'll be living with me shortly, and I've plugged it in, lo and behold, to see if it's okay and to have a little cordless phone to mess around with just for a few hours, you know, well, to see what it's like. And lo and behold, she phones up, she says, you sound different. I said, I've got the cordless, I thought I'd see what it was like. And she had the right go at me because it's our present.
Right.
Yeah.
So you are being a bit of a git, aren't you?
Yeah, aren't I just? Yeah. Yeah. Roald Dahl special, that, don't you think?
So what is the penalty that you must pay?
Well, good question. It could be no sex, couldn't it? But, I mean, let's not get too personal.
How about...
Right, go on.
How about getting the hell off this show?
Well... There's something else I'd like to speak to you about, actually.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt it for a second.
I haven't got, your answer. Do you think she's out of order?
No, my answer was that you were out of order.
Why?
Because you wouldn't let her use the phone, which is, like, wrong for a start, and then you turn around and use the phone yourself? How could anybody but you be out of order?
Yeah, but she hasn't had the phone. You see, I've had the phone. It was a present. That's what I say. She's not had the phone at all.
Listen, the answer is you are out of order.
I'm out of order. Thank you very much.
Now, you're welcome.
Another quick thing before you go.
God.
You know that... Yeah, I know. Everyone's been doing that tonight, haven't they? You know that chap who was on earlier, who was on remand, got found not guilty?
Yeah.
Now, I fully agree. That is well out of order.
Okay, excellent. Thanks a lot, mate.
Okay.
All right, let's have Chislehurst.
It's about, yes, I might talk about, record collecting.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, for example, I got, how many copies, I think, six seven-inch copies, signed by, Gary Clark, former, what's that group name?
Pink Floyd.
No, Led Zeppelin. No.
Deep Purple.
Mary's Prayer. Danny Wilson. I did get them for 25 pence each.
Yeah?
Yeah, which I was pretty pleased about.
So what do you want me to do about it?
Well, nothing really, just a trivial thing.
Well, isn't it just?
Yeah, I was pretty...
So have you got any other good ones?
I got a signed... cover from T'Pau.
Really? Who signed it?
T'Pau. Well, the whole.
See, if Elvis had signed it, then that would have been. If Elvis had signed it, then that would have been worth something.
Yeah.
Especially as he would have been dead at the time it came out.
Yeah, but
which I might be enjoying this call actually. Sorry.
Well, it probably would be worth something in the
end.
Yes,
I think so.
Yes, and I've got 1989, I managed to get a signed 12-inch of The Four of Us.
I don't doubt it for a second.
Yeah.
The Four of Us.
Yeah.
Boy, you have some stars in your collection, don't you?
Yeah, and I've got them going cheap.
Cheap?
Yeah. The Four of Us paid for the 12-inch 50.
Are you saying that you have an autographed copy of a record by a band called The Four of Us and it's going cheap?
Yeah, yeah.
I would keep it to yourself if I were you, because you'll be inundated.
Oh, all right.
All right, thanks very much.
Okay, right, thank you.
All right, cheers. Wilsdon has gone. Died during the last call.